T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. We're talking about cheaters, ne'er-do-wells, carpetbaggers. Trying to think of other words that mean cheating. The reason we're talking about cheating is because when I was a kid, I was told cheaters never win. Cheaters never prosper. Really? I remember Jose Canseco driving a hell of an automobile. So, you know, they prospered a little bit. Talking about it for a few reasons. One, you've got the Houston Astros that, by all accounts that I've read, I'm comfortable in saying this. They cheated and they won a World Series. Okay. New England Patriots, oh, they cheated, but you know, they already won. Manchester United, well, they've been cheating the last 4 years financially, but you know, they already won. And I flash back to being told as a kid, cheaters never win. It's like, dang, well, they seem to. When is it okay and when is it not okay? Does it become okay if everyone else is doing it? No, don't.
Well, if everybody was jumping off a bridge, would you?
Well, in the world of professional cycling, the answer is yes, because that bridge that everybody was, in fact, jumping off of was the bridge of dying when you're in your 50s because of all the crap you put in your body. And people just kept doing it. Yeah, we've been talking about politics, too. It ties in, cheating and politics and cheating. It's really simple. If I cheat and I get away with it, I'm more likely to continue to do it. If I cheat and I know everybody that I'm competing with, whatever I'm competing, and everybody else is doing it, well, I'm not cheating. I'm leveling the playing field. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. A Justice Department fund for providing grants to organizations that fight human trafficking have given money to something called Hookers for Jesus. Two charities that got funding previously under the plan, Chicanos por la Causa in Phoenix and Catholic Charities in Palm Beach, Florida, were denied grants, but two organizations that not a whole lot of people knew about. One is called Hookers for Jesus. Critics say they operate religious services that it forces its guests to attend. Well, Hookers for Jesus got funding, as did something called the Lincoln Tubman Foundation, which was founded by the daughter of a GOP convention delegate. Hookers for Jesus. Okay. Eddie reads the text. I dig the free-range discussion of ideas and philosophy without the scripted propaganda from the 3x5 index cards of acceptable opinion. Well, thank you. That's not what my bosses call it. I'm going to use that. It's all about terminology, and thank you for the text, because you just gave me a term I'm going to drop the next time I go into a meeting. Free-range discussion. Oh, don't you mean attention deficit? No, I mean free-range discussion. Eddie, apparently it's okay to cheat, says the text. Look at who's in the White House. So sad. 866-391-1020 to call or to text or to send your money to Hookers for Jesus. There was a meeting that happened that nobody knew about. I'm updating you. I'm not insinuating nothing. Mike Pompeo had a meeting with the Russian foreign minister, at Munich, in Munich on Friday, München. State Department didn't disclose before or after the fact. And this comes the same week that the president said he might do away with that, other people hearing his phone calls. All right. State Department did not list its meeting in its official schedule and did not provide a readout for it. A spokesperson for the State Department told Politico that it didn't publish a readout because it was a pull-aside with the Kremlin official. And if you're juvenile and vulgar, you thought something juvenile and vulgar. Ronald in Detroit. Ronald, thank you for waiting. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
I'm the one that predicted about the president impeachment thing.
Yes, sir.
That time. Mm-hmm. Most of it I was right, except the first trial. I was wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting it, but I did what it did end the way I predicted.
Okay.
I wasn't going to be a critic.
Well, but here's the deal, dude. If you predict stuff and you're right half the time, you're still right half the time. Those are the ones you point out.
Let me change the subject real quick. Well, that's really what I wasn't going to talk about. I was going to talk about your subject, cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, you know what the fact is, I heard one sports commentator say that was good that that team did what they did, because that bring more fans to the game, not for the game to boo the other team that cheated.
You think there are people that are going to buy? You think when the Astros come to PNC Park, people are going to buy tickets specifically to go boo the other team?
That was one of the national sports commentators says it'll bring.
Well, that's, I don't know who said it, and I don't care. That's dumb as hell.
I agree with you. But, you know, the fact is, I always believe that two wrongs don't make a right.
No, they don't.
Cheating, you only can get away with it so long. Sooner or later, it'll catch. Well, now, I was just thinking about those teams. Now, you're talking about a sporting image,
mm-hmm,
for our kids. What kind of image are you showing? To teach them how to cheat, to get back? I mean, now you're hypocritical.
Yeah.
Can't you say one thing and mean another one when it's convenient?
Well, here's my deal with that, Ronald. Back in the day when sports people were, you know, and they still are, but it's not the same thing. Back in the day when sports people were the heroes of our youth, we didn't know what they were doing. We didn't know what they were doing. We had no idea. And the reason we didn't know was, one, there was no social media. Two, more importantly, certainly back then, the reporters that would have reported what they were doing were doing the same crap, riding the same trains. And I don't want to tell no tales out of school, and I ain't going to mention no names, but I know for a fact the main reason, the first main reason, that the Steelers stopped having camp down in West Virginia was they were wearing out their welcome in West Virginia because they were behaving like people that could behave however they wanted. But it don't matter on Sunday. And we know about, as far as hypocritical, I got stuck. Should have put a dime on top of my head like a needle. As far as hypocritical, yeah. Yeah. And the people that say, well, sports heroes shouldn't be heroes. Okay, well, where do you want me to get my heroes from? Because the media certainly portrays, I see a whole lot more coverage about a baseball player than I do about firemen or fire people or police officers. And I'm talking about coverage. I'm not talking about dramas and TV shows. Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier or Banana Splits theme song? Which came first? Did Marley cheat? If you listened at the very end, there's a They Might Be Giants song. I think it's on their first record. It's called Don't Let's Start. It's a brilliant song. If you listen to about the last 4 seconds of the song, it ends with the same riff that ends the theme song to the Rockford Files. If that eats at you, life's going to be hard. KDKA Radio. News Radio. It's AM 1020. It's KDKA. When does it stop being cheating? When your team wins? Is cheating okay if people benefit from it? What year were you when you realized that all that stuff about cheaters never win and winners, cheaters never prosper? All right, man. I remember seeing Jose Canseco's, I think it was a Ferrari. And it's like the end of Johnny Dangerously. Crime doesn't pay. Well, it pays a little. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to call. We're talking about cheating because it's just straight up. The Houston Astros, and this is my opinion, but I've read everything that's come out. And I've also, I can give you an example of why I believe what I've read. Everything that I've read that's come out, the Houston Astros, through technology and, as Daffy would say, chicanery, cheated and won a World Series. Period. Period. And they still have the World Series. Now, some people got fired and some people got suspended. So you still got the ring and you still got the success from the World Series. When's it okay? If everybody else is doing it, is it okay? Lance Armstrong's lawyers argue that in court. After he came out and said, yes, I was taking this and this and this and this and this. People wanted their money back. Fraud is, you know, the term. You take money from the U.S. Postal Service and you don't fulfill the terms of the agreement, which every contract has the don't dope, don't get busted clause. That's called fraud. His lawyers actually went to court and said, what are you guys, stupid? How do you think he won? If he doesn't cheat, he doesn't win. And I remember an interview with Floyd Landis. The question was, when you had success, did you, in cheating, feel like you were ripping off somebody else, taking somebody else's success? And his response was, anybody I was ahead of was doing the same thing. So no, there was no guilt. I'm not beating a guy that's clean. You know who's considered clean? And if you go back and look at history, there's an Irishman, a guy named Dan Martin. Dan Martin is considered the greatest clean rider in history. Which in the world tour, that's kind of like being prom queen at a welding school. That doesn't get you a rainbow jersey. It's nice. But when is cheating okay? On a bigger picture, is it okay in an election? What is it in an election? The Democratic caucus, the Democrats were all been out of shape. Republicans were calling and clogging the phone lines. Well, okay, figure it out. You guys ain't figured out how to get an app that works, but figure that out. That ain't, is it underhanded? Probably. Is it cheating? I don't think so. And if it works, they're going to do it again. So the onus is on you. Get a vial of political EPO somewhere. Mike Pompeo had a meeting with the Russian foreign minister and nobody said nothing. That was Friday. It wasn't a real meeting. It was what did they call it? It's a term that makes the vulgar part of me giggle. Oh, it wasn't a meeting. It was a pull aside, which I am told is cheaper. Bishop in Denora. Hi, Bishop.
Hey, how you doing? I want to weigh in on this cheating with the Houston Astros, and I'm an avid baseball fan as well. I could have made it to the major leagues with the California Angels years ago in the early 80s, but the religious factor blocked me from doing that. However,
Wait a minute. What stopped you from doing that?
Well, the church blocked me from doing that. They didn't believe that, we should be playing baseball. And
How can a church stop you from playing baseball?
Well, I was young. My father had died, and the church that I was in, they just didn't believe. They believed that was the devil's work,
That it was you weren't contributing. You were just lollygagging, playing children's game.
Right. But now a lot of things have changed now, but you know, but that's how I was back then. However, this cheating thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros players, they need to be. I agree with Henry Aaron. They need to be banned for life. That's number one. Number two is they need to suspend those major league players, the ones that knew that was on the team, the existing team, Boston and Astros, by the way, for at least 20 to 25 games that the AAA and AA players play until after this suspension. You know, yes, and I also agree that the championships should be given or awarded to the next team because, you know, that is clearly cheating. Now, you know, growing up and playing the game, mm-hmm. you know, there's a natural thing far as being, like if you're on a second base or something,
yeah.
and you see a catcher consistently move inside, you know, you can relate to some of your fellow ball players. I mean, that's
right.
You know,
and, but, well, that was stuff. That's the art of it. And you also knew if you got caught doing that, there was going to be some retribution, like a fastball in the ribs, and you took that risk. There was an art to it.
Or a fastball going whizzing past your head.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, this stuff here is way beyond and out of control. Now, this is what I do believe. It gives the right for Pete Rose, who is one of my favorite players, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and Shulisville, too, they should be able to get into the Hall of Fame. Now, Manfred, in my opinion, is making a huge mistake but not doing these things, and when you have a legend like Henry Aaron, I don't know if Willie Mays is having some dementia or whatever, because he normally would speak out with things like that. They need to go. This needs to be taken care of and taken care of right. So thank you, my friend, for bringing that up, and I appreciate it.
All right, man. Bishop, you call me anytime. Is cheating okay? What is cheating? That's the part that's getting much more nebulous, the definition of cheating. If Barry Bonds cheated and it kept him out of the Hall of Fame, but the Houston Astros cheated and it got them a World Series ring, I'm having trouble focusing on the consistency with Major League Baseball. Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame because Pete Rose goes out of his way to be a horse's ass as it relates to the Hall of Fame. And that was a different kind of cheating. That was a gambling cheating. And people say, well, he only bet on his own team to win. Right. Well, what about the days that he didn't bet on his own team? And like I said, if Pete Rose 20 years ago says, I was wrong and I was stupid and I'm sorry and forgive me, he's in the Hall of Fame. But instead, every time they have Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, he shows up at a card show somewhere in Cooperstown signing autographs off to the side. Gaylord Perry has over 300 wins and is in the Hall of Fame, says this text. Is his spitball quaint or is he a historical cheater? Oh, no, it was quaint and he was real good at it. It was an art. It was gross. KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. We're talking about cheating. Is it okay? Is it not okay? When did it become okay? When's it okay as it relates to everything going on around you? Is it okay if your cheating does a lot of good in the grand scheme of things? How old were you when you realized that cheater never wins concept could be a load of hooey? I got told that when I, well, cheaters never win. Well, saw a girl, what year? Is grade school, third or fourth grade? Spelling test. She had the words written on her arm. That's cheating. And when you're in third grade, that's cheating. I had to learn to spell isthmus. I mean, you won't rat them out, but Gina was that girl's name. I still remember that. God bless her wherever she is now. She cheated on a spelling test and she got away with it. I remember thinking, that's not fair. And she still got away with it. Manchester City, the soccer team, at least according to the report that came out yesterday, cheated for 4 years, financial cheating. Well, they won the English League last year, and they're in the Champions League Final 16 this year. And they ain't going to take away the title for their league last year. And if they win the Champions League this year, they ain't going to take that away. Houston Astros, if you've been reading up on it, just straight up cheated. Not cool nuance of the game like the Gaylord Perry. Just straight up cheated. And I know it's bad when you have other professional baseball players say, yeah, it's a load of crap. When they actually will speak out about it, because Omerta is a big deal. Omerta, the code of silence. We're talking about cycling. And it's a really good article. It's written from a guy that was in cycling, still is in cycling, but was in European big-time cycling during the Lance Armstrong era and the cheating era and the Jan Ulrich era and the Marco Pantani. And to be there, you had no choice. If you weren't cheating, breaking the rules, you weren't going to be there. And that's where it gets interesting. Barry Bonds would have been a Hall of Famer whether he juiced or not. That's not the story. The story is the guy that is trying to decide whether or not to juice, and if he does, it might get him a major league roster spot and a league minimum of over $500,000. And if he doesn't, he's going to be playing for the Isotopes in Albuquerque. And is it okay in politics? It's Machiavellian in the extreme. Does the end justify the means? If I cheat, but I win, well, then, yay. 866-391-1020, if you want to call or you want to text. This text says, are there written rules? Break them, you're cheating. But in this America, cheating is okay and lying is okay. So forget the rules. That's a scary dystopian thought, but there's a certain freeing element to it. Kim in Lawrenceville. Hi, Kim. Thank you for calling.
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking a call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to make this short and pragmatic.
Okay.
And it's following the comment that you just read.
Mm-hmm.
Governments have laws that define their government. You break the laws, and there's reasons for them. You break the laws, and you suffer the consequences. Sports are defined by the rules. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'd have some guy come down with a gun and shooting everybody on the other team, and they would have won. So cheating is not okay, period.
Okay.
You have a sport defined, whether it's cycling, baseball, whatever. And the people that cheat, sadly, you wish they could all be ferreted out. But the ones that cheat should suffer the consequences. It's really no good to have a sport with rules that define the sport, and then you have people cheating. That doesn't define a winner.
Let me ask. I want to ask you a question. Does it become easier to understand cheating when the people that cheat relatively get away with it? I'm much more quick to consider cheating as a Major League Baseball player if I know this could get me a World Series ring. I might get in trouble later. But if I can get a World Series ring and I do this, and the last people that got a World Series ring by doing this, relatively nothing happened. If it becomes less of a problem to get caught, don't you think you're way more willing to try to not get caught?
Well, just like the last person that texted said, it can happen and people take those gambles, but they're gambles and they're not right. And I'm not just talking about moral. I am talking about moral, but it's like, no, they're changing the rules. There's rules to the game. There's rules that define what cheating is. And no, if a team wins because they've cheated, scratch them.
It's been done. You vacate the championship. Who won? No one. The year Lance Armstrong, a couple of years that Lance Armstrong won, still in the history books, no one won because not only did he get popped, the people that podiumed behind him also showed up in doping investigations. There are Tour de France's that officially no one won. Now, let me ask you this. is it easier to justify if you look at the good that came out of the success of the bad? Lance Armstrong cheating the Tour de France. Look at all
no,
the people.
So,
no,
somebody. Oh, excuse me. I was going to say, I don't think so, because somebody following the rules would have won, and that would have been a real joy to know that it wasn't a cheat.
What if the argument is, if you followed the rules, you had no chance of winning because no one followed the rules. Nobody that had a chance followed the rules, and everybody that had a chance knew that none of their main competitors were following the rules. Does that make it easier?
That just totally defines what I'm saying. Then you've changed. Then it's not what.
It's not the sport.
You put in the rules that you can all cheat, and you know. It's why don't you just put in the rules that you can all cheat or break laws, or like I said, if you could do that, somebody that sounds horrible but could end up with, you know, coming down the field
and doing.
I won't say it again, but there's a reason for the rules, and the game is fascinating because of the rules, because of what makes it a challenge. So to cheat just destroys what makes the game interesting. And, that's it.
Okay. If everybody else is cheating, it doesn't matter. Cheating destroys it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's changed the rules. In that case, just rewrite the books.
Kim, I wish international sporting unions had your attitude. And remember, when you're talking about big-time sports, you're talking about bazillions and bazillions of dollars. And when bazillions and bazillions of dollars are involved, the funding to try and find a way, not to cheat, but work your way around, that's going to be there. If you spend an $80,000 a year on EPO, wins you a couple $100,000 cycling as a professional, that's not cheating. That's an investment. And the research that goes into it. There's cycling. And I talk about cyclists because I know about cycling and baseball mostly when it comes to performance enhancing drugs. Plenty of opportunities to do it clean, but everybody doing it knew full well to have any chance to be successful, you weren't going to do it clean. And because of the research, because of the money involved, there was research. And because of the research, the stuff that got a number of riders popped wasn't what they tested positive for during the test, because the EPO test that came back positive, most of those didn't come back positive when the testing took place because the test for EPO had not been developed to the point it could pop people. It's kind of like if I do a blood test right now and I did something that they don't have a test for yet, but 4 years down the road, they find a test for it and retest my blood. The science of doping is lucrative enough to keep working one step ahead. And until it's not that, until I can't benefit massively by cheating financially, it's going to stay that way. KDKA Radio. AM 1020, KDKA Radio. Playing by the rules. You not play by the rules, you feel shame. Or you drive a Maserati. Talking about cheating. Because there's a few different stories going on with cheating.
You guys are a cheater.
Houston Astros, here's the real short, and this is just my opinion, having read everything about what's going on with the Houston Astros. To quote the great Mel Brooks, they did it. They did it a lot. There's already one lawsuit. There's a guy that pitched, I want to say for the Dodgers, his last major league outing, his last professional baseball outing was against the Houston Astros in relief. He went in. They lit him up. And he's suing, saying, well, they knew what I was pitching. I don't know if you play baseball or if you did or if you don't. I did, and I can tell you this, and this is right hand to God. If I'm batting and I know what the pitcher's going to throw before he throws it, I am going to light the planet up. And that's what was going on with Houston. So much so that the code of Omerta has been breached. You have other major league players saying flat out they cheated and nothing happened to them. And relatively speaking, that's true. They're still world champions. Manchester City is the current English Premier League champion. They just got busted financial cheating for the last 4 years. Might cost them, well, it already cost them $33 million, but it might cost them $150 more if they don't get to play Champions League the next 2 years. But they're not going to undo that English Premier League. I'm talking a lot about just it's an easy reference and a lot of people understand it. The cheating and cycling. What is cheating? What is not? And it's weird. There are people whose attitude is, hey, man, the end justifies the means. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And I get that. But we have this line. In baseball, it's the line between art and craft. And simply put, if you can get away with cheating in real time on the field with other people, not using electronics, then it's art. If you have to do your stuff before, like cork the bat, Sammy, best excuse ever. Sammy hits a ball, I think it was at Wrigley, hits a ball, Sammy Sosa, and the bat comes apart. When a bat comes apart the way his did, it was corked. They used to use cork. They don't anymore. They use super balls. But the bat came apart. It was obviously corked. Sammy's response, oh, that's my batting practice bat. Yeah, that's the one I use for the fans. Yeah, all right, man. I think it was the fourth inning. And if you get away with it, is that okay? Or if you do good with the negative, is that okay? Lance Armstrong flat out cheated. So did everybody else he was competing against. But he flat out cheated. It was cheating better than the cycling had ever seen. It was institutional wide. Lance Armstrong, Johan Bruneel, everybody knew. Nobody said nothing. That Omerta. And they got popped doing stuff. It was technically not against the rules yet, but they didn't. Well, it was against the rules, but they didn't have good enough tests to get you. So they just held on to the blood samples and tested it later. This says, not for nothing. I didn't see Crow take his shirt off either. Crow wears a buzzer too, I would imagine. He could hit a breaking ball if he knew it was coming. Yeah. It got real weird for a second with you envisioning me taking my shirt off. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm appreciative, but queasy. Let's go with that. Wouldn't wish that on anybody. Jay writes, Eddie, my mission statement in college, if you don't cheat, you're only cheating yourself. This text says, Eddie, talk about Trump, please. What? I have been, a little bit. Talked about the week, talked about Pompeo, talked about Barr saying, hey, it's making my job tough. If you can think of anybody that was critical of the president and didn't immediately get slagged by the president, let me know. Barr being the first, and this is me thinking it might not be as it appears. It sounds like it was an act, and it looked like it was poorly acted. 866-391-1020. Also, especially more so in the first hour, talked about the lady that she's reporting the seat puncher guy to the FBI. Why? Why? You saw the video. I posted the video. It bummed me out because when I saw the video, I thought, okay, here is something I think everyone can agree on. I think if you watch this video as a Democrat, you will think the guy's a jagoff. If you watch this video as a Republican, you will think this guy's a jagoff. And it wasn't that way. I posted the video. It's a woman on a flight, and the guy behind her is mad because her seat reclines and she's reclined it. His seat doesn't recline, so he sits for the entire flight and just smacks the back of the chair. I don't mean to be justifying violence, but that's a dude that needs to get the living snot kicked out of him just once. Just once, because that's a guy going out of his way to be a jag. And I thought that was simple. I thought, well, that's it. But then I watched the comments about the post, and it was, well, what's that? Why didn't she move her seat forward? And what's the airline doing? Now, yes, could she have moved her seat forward? If you read the story, she did for a while. Do the airlines bite? Yes. Him doing that had nothing to do with those two things. Him doing that, it was a conscious effort for his brain to tell his arm to smack the chair. And I thought, if we can't find some sort of consensus with this, I don't know if we're going to find consensus with anything. And I'm trying to figure out what I could have talked about the president that I didn't talk about the president. President said he can do what he wants. He went full Cartman. I do what I want. He said that this, or tweeted this week. I didn't ask Barr to do anything, but I could. All right, well, you might as well then. Here's the long and short of it. To quote a Kurt Vonnegut book, before the election, the excrement is going to hit the air conditioner. If you didn't read that book, that's on you. And also talking about Sid and Marty Krofft, because the creators of H.R. Puffin Stuff and Sigmund and the Sea Monsters and Land of the Lost got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Land of the Lost, Sports Reference, after this, it'll all tie together. KDK Radio.